Gymnastic officials say they are taking steps to ensure children are protected from sexual predators like Blenheim coach Gregory Pask. Pask has been sentenced to almost 16 years in prison for 250 sexual offences against young girls in his care over the last decade. The 61-year-old appeared in the Blenheim District Court yesterday afternoon. Our reporter Samantha G was there. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Corinne.
This is a pretty gruelling hearing. Just tell us a little bit about some of the offending and what you can talk about.
Yes, so the sentencing yesterday in Blenheim took more than 2.5 hours. The courtroom was full of some of the victims and their families and friends. Just, you know, to kind of put the scale into context, it took the Crown Prosecutor around half an hour to read the summary of facts detailing the 60 charges. That included 20 counts of unlawful sexual connection and 20 counts of doing an indecent act on girls under 12. And the details are kind of too graphic to repeat, but almost 50 of those charges relate to 5 known victims who were aged between 6 and 11 years old, with the abuse beginning in 2015. But there also are a number of victims that police haven't been able to identify, and they feature in recordings taken of the abuse, and police estimate there were close to 50 offences committed against these unknown victims, which means the scale of this sort of offending is even larger. And it's important to note, you know, this man occupied a position of trust in the community. So the girls were often assaulted when they were asleep at his home, but other offending also occurred in his car while travelling to gymnastics trips out of town and in accommodation while away on those trips. So he was sentenced yesterday to 15 years and 9 months in prison with a non-parole period of 10 years.
What did the judge say? He pled guilty, did he? Did he get any discount for that?
Yes, he pled guilty originally to the first lot of charges that he faced in December, and then again last month he faced more charges. Look, the judge called it utterly destructive. He said the former coach had caused an incalculable level of harm, with the effects of his conduct to be felt for a number of years, and it had left each of the victims and their families now living lives that none of them deserved. And of course, there were a number of aggravating features of the offending: the high level of premeditation, the vulnerability of the victims, the breach of trust, and the harm caused, and the scale of offending in terms of, yeah, the points I've mentioned previously.
What did the defence say? I mean, what was his, did he have any explanation?
Well, the defence lawyer, Marcus Intall, said he was at a loss, Mr. Pask was at a loss to explain the sexual abuse, and that he both wanted and needed professional help. He stood sort of expressionless in the dock as he was being sentenced, and he looked at everyone in the courtroom, the victims as they read statements, looked them straight in the eyes and didn't sort of seem to have too much emotion. He claimed to have had a high level of kind of care for these families. But yes, it was clear that there was a high level of deceit and manipulation in this offending that had spanned nearly a decade.
Victim impact statements, did we hear some of those?
We did, and the contents of those are actually suppressed, but they were very distressing. Many cried as they spoke about that manipulation and deceit and the hurt, the ongoing impact to their children and families, and just how this man's actions have changed many children's lives.
What is the local club saying, and also the wider Gymnastics New Zealand authorities?
Yes, so the Blenheim, Gymnastics Club is saying it's sort of, you know, shocked and appalled still at this offending. The club's members have recently met with police in Oranga Tamariki to learn about how to better protect their community from sexual offenders that prey on children. And so they're working with Gymnastics New Zealand and child safeguarding experts to update their policies and practices just to ensure this kind of thing never happens again. And they obviously want to reassure the community and their members that the club is a safe place that will keep serving the Blenheim community, and it's, you know, dedicated to providing safe gymnastics experiences.
Gymnastics New Zealand, are they making any comments?
Yes, along similar sort of lines, that they're working to safeguard children moving forward. They've said from the beginning of this year all of their affiliated clubs are compliant with child safeguarding requirements, which includes training for all coaches and the use of police vetting, and in this particular case, ensuring that anyone affected is receiving the support they need.
Thank you, Samantha. That's Samantha G there. Now, we did, and we have asked Gymnastics New Zealand to come on the program. That invite remains open.